brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burmis, holding down the command center over in Austin. Now, right now, we've got Alan Waugh on the line from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, and we got a few callers, Roy, Scott, Jeff, and more, and we're going to go to them into the next segment, but right now we're going to cut for about 2 minutes to this live coverage of the DNC that you can only see at InfoWars.com. All right, let's go there.
Just piling out of this particular Baptist church vans all day. They've also got things marked as food services, a lot of other things. See, that's one of the vehicles that's been in there.
Unfortunately, now, folks, he's on a cell phone, so he may be breaking up and out.
A week and a half ago, the news media was able to just, local CBS and NBC, were able to just walk in here. But they've got it blocked off now. We've had police just swarming us all over the place. And this is strategically located with this railroad track, all these government buildings all around it. But let me show you.
And, folks, there is a large train station. We're going to go back to Alex in a little while, but, again, I want to take this opportunity because I don't get to talk to Alan Waugh much. This is my first interview with him, and I really became aware of your work, Alan. I think it was winter of this year. Somebody passed along some of the Cutting Through the Matrix MP3s and whatnot, and we were listening to them out in Naples, California. And you definitely have a unique perspective. You're well-spoken, and you're a breath of fresh air, in my opinion, in this movement, because you're not somebody who tears other people down. You really are just looking at this system of control and trying to expose others to it.
Yeah, it's so old. And Quigley himself, in his other big book, which is worth reading, it's called The Anglo-American Establishment, he claims that this particular group that makes your policy, the Council on Foreign Relations, has so many members in the U.S. government and outside of the U.S. government and all through the bureaucracies of Washington, D.C., they create the policy for the United States. And he says they've been behind all major wars for the last couple of hundred years, this particular group, Anglo-American group. They went through different societies into the Cecil Rhodes group, into the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's the same bunch that were running this show. And their policy has always been to create a world governmental system which is efficient for them to rule over. And to do so, they must abolish, as I say, the main culprit, which is individuality, and make it a collectivist-type society. That has been also behind the push for eugenics and for literally removing certain genes.
All right, Alan, I got to interrupt you. Just because Alex is talking to somebody on the video, let's cut to that really quick, John.
And we're live streaming still.
As far as I know.
Excellent. Guys, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What's up, Alex?
Okay, here comes a police van right here. Mm-hmm. In there, inside the FEMA camp.
Well, I just
actually waved at us.
Yeah, I just saw you talk to somebody in a van, correct?
Yes. We just talked to, because it's a giant, like, half-mile-long warehouse, and there's still some, that's how the media's gone in here. And there we have one of the spooks just drive by, showing great interest in us. We're going to go ahead and just go inside. Here we go, going into Mordor.
Excellent, Alex. And again, you can watch this live video feed over at InfoWars.com. If you can't get it to boot up, you just have to do a little bit of refreshing. And this is really going to be real guerrilla journalism all week. And then on Friday, we're going to wrap up the highlights. This is groundbreaking, Alex. I mean, we continue to break new ground every day in this InfoWar.
And I just appreciate the great reportage you're engaged in, and I'm sorry to the guests this week, but all week they're going to be preempted and moved around. I appreciate Alan Waugh being on the show.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Alan Waugh, callers, and Alex Jones. It is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
Oh. a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to four license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex is live from the DNC. We are with Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. We're going to get back to Alan and your phone calls in just a moment, but we are going to go live to Alex, who on Justin.tv, you go to Infowars.com, it's embedded there. You can see the police officers. He has just entered the facility in which they are detaining people unlawfully for protesting. So let's go to that feed.
You got me?
We got you.
Okay, Burmish, you just keep talking, filling in things when I'm not talking. Appreciate you and everybody else. We are about 80 yards, 60 yards from one of the little private prisons, and the police have taken an interest in us. So we're going to walk up and talk to him right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is amazing. Okay. It's absolutely cutting-edge broadcast journalism. We're watching it live on the air. Of course, Rob and Aaron and Richard Reeve doing a great job giving us all this info on video.
Why would they keep this secret? Why would they just admit what they were doing? Why was this kept secret? Come on, guys.
As they approach, I can tell you that there's two large buses that look like they're there to detain people.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess those are the vans that they're going to round people up to process them at this facility, correct? Well, you can't
really. At least
really
they're air conditioned, Camp. It wasn't going to be air conditioned before. They also removed the barbed wire and the sign that said electroshock. Once the public found out about this, they put air conditioning in last week, removed the Constantino wire on top of the fences inside, and removed the signs that said electroshock devices in use. It's meant to terrify and terrorize people when they came into the camp.
Very interesting stuff, and he just showed you the separate air conditioning facilities. That they look like they're mobile air conditioning facilities, as this is a mobile prison. Remember, these are makeshift prisons to make sure that dissent isn't out of control. Here we go.
How are you guys doing?
Alex is approaching the police officers.
Sorry, I can interrupt the generator. Right here. What is this?
We got about five cops there. It's hard to see what's going on.
Is this the Denver County or city jail after them? Yes, sir. Thank you. Why was this secret at first? Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. Beautiful day, huh?
Oh, Alex and his charm.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you, officer. Can we have that number? Thank you.
And it looks like they have to leave.
I was supposed to have a police state here, but look at how gorgeous the mountains are. Delilah, I'm behind this camera. Just look at those clouds. I wish I was up in those mountains hiking right now. Instead of doing this,
I think it's probably just flying.
Yeah, overlooking the camp. Here, let me see. Overlooking the camp is some of the most beautiful scenery. The Rocky Mountains are off in the distance. And here you have all of this.
And you can take Alex's word for it. Let's go back to Alan Watt. But, yeah, it is gorgeous there. I've been out to Colorado. The scenery is amazing. Alex just talking to some of the police officers outside of this makeshift detention center. And, Alan, they really drilled it up for this in the months coming. I mean, they literally had black helicopters flying around. They broke out the microwave weapons. They even pamphleted the city with wrapped-up American flags with orange light sticks and a little propaganda card as well. So it's pretty outrageous the amount of preparation they've done for this event.
Yeah, it is too. It's also a way of getting the public used to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a psychic form of separating them from the people and putting a barrier between you. Psychologically, subconsciously, you start to accept that's the natural order of things from now on. And so the more that they do this, the more we'll get used to it and accept that we're being ruled. It's all to do with making you accept that you're being ruled, not really governed by elected people, but ruled by people who are chosen by an intellectual group above you. That is what they call the natural order. And it's true enough, they do give us the candidates to vote for. The candidates are always handpicked, as Carol Quigley said, because they either belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, or they have been in it, or their wives are, and in fact, I think even Obama's wife is in the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes,
so they're
is.
All connected to the same society.
Absolutely. It is total and complete acclimation of the population to be ruled by a global elite in the backdrop. I mean, we are just so brainwashed and mesmerized. Most people have no idea that there's even three branches of government, Alan. They couldn't
tell you
that there's supposed to be checks and balances. That's why we have the legislative, the executive branch. I mean, again, they're there for us, but we don't know how to use them. We don't know about the judicial branch in this country. People just are so far gone, they think that these people on the television are there to tell them how to live and what to do and fix their problems. They have no idea about this housing crisis. They don't know what they're going to do when their banks falter. I mean, we are in some real trouble in this country as banks start to go under, as houses are foreclosed on, as people are no longer going to live in this cushy society, which they have in the last 20 years, which has really made them blind to all these problems.
Yes, and again, even the Council on Foreign Relations own magazine. They put their own magazine out every month that gives you their long-term agenda. And I think 20-odd years ago, they stated in one of them that the U.S. Constitution was such a nuisance, it was always in the way of this big plan, so they'd have to do an end run around it. In other words, through tradition, through gradual acceptance, you won't need it anymore. And that's how you sort of gradually think about it in your mind, if you thought about it at all. You don't really need it anymore. Things have changed. Well, it was the only protection that you had to keep your sovereignty. And the whole idea was to demolish sovereignty. And all of these characters that are presented for you to vote for are complete globalists in their makeup, the psychological makeup, and in their family traditions. They're interwoven internationally with their own investments, in fact, and their own families are too. They're all internationalists. And Carl Quigley said it doesn't matter if there's Republican elites at the top or the ones in the Democrats. It says they're always picked by the Council on Foreign Relations, and all you have to do is have your presidents and your advisors in the Council on Foreign Relations. The rest of the lesser politicians can have a form of competition between them, but it doesn't matter. The ones at the top always belong to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission.
Absolutely. Let's cut back to Alex. He just showed a shot inside one of these makeshift prisons where they literally had the Statue of Liberty, another hermaphroditic Illuminati symbol, actually. But let's cut back to Alex right now.
Yelling, screaming, cussing. Fox News yesterday only went to the bad protests, only went to one little group of young people going, F you, screw you, you know, looking like total scum, instead of all the women with baby strollers and the nice families. This is how they demonize anti-war folks. We're here at the DNC because the Democrats obviously swept into office almost 2 years ago in the Congress and the House and Senate to supposedly end the war. You got over 90% of Democrats wanting to end the war, about 65% of Republicans wanting to end the war, the vast majority of the American people, close to 80%, but it doesn't end. So that's why they're putting this police state into place, because they know it's all of these are used as drills, as training. They admit they are, to get them better and better at controlling populations. I am just so angry we didn't show up 5 minutes earlier, because we showed up here and the microwave gun was being wheeled out, and I saw it. I saw it. It had the jack so they could jack it up. It had the control system. It's exactly what we saw in 60 Minutes. Rob, come over here. Which one of you? I want to get Rob on camera. Rob, tell folks what you saw. Did you get it on video?
I got.
See,
like,
it's on this camera.
Yeah, I got maybe. As I saw the camera around, the car was moving. And so
yeah, they came out. We're going this way. We were going that way.
So is the vehicle. So I might have caught like on the corner of the screen, maybe half a second of it, but I did see it. Like by the time my brain registered, it's like, you know, you got to hold the camera.
Yeah, I drove past it, man.
You got to look at it.
I got a good look at it.
All right, let's let Alex go, and we'll go right back to him. Again, they're still right on the scene at that detention center. Let's take some of your callers. Calls for Alan Watt right now. Let's go to Roy in Missouri. Roy, what's on your mind? Are you there, Roy? All right, if Roy dropped, let's go to
no.
Scott. Oh, you're there. Okay. What's on your mind, Roy?
Hey, anyway, what I was going to get at here was that it seems to me that the resolution to our problems have already been clearly defined in 1776. Which is, in the Declaration of Independence, it says it's our duty to throw off this government.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's why the Second Amendment's there, is that if this government ever gets out of control, the people are there to overthrow it violently if necessary. I agree with you there. I mean, absolutely. I just don't see people attempting to do so, not even peacefully, because they're just not in tune with the issues, Roy.
I'm curious about more than anything, maybe somebody can tell me, is that to properly do this, wouldn't we have to have like a representative from each state, you know, sign like a minorly rewritten Declaration of Independence to be produced to like Congress?
Oh, well, let's ask Alan Watt. Roy, thank you for the call. What do you think, Alan?
Well, it is true. That's why, you see, that's why they've taken so long to brainwash the American public into basically amnesia. A state of amnesia. You must create amnesia in psychological warfare, and lack of will as well is another factor that comes into it. You do that by socialization and entertainment and keeping them busy with other things, so they're not involved in their own self-determination. So that has been a long psychological war that's helped this to happen. It's only at the beginning, when you see it beginning to happen, that you can actually take it into your own hands and do something about it, because you still have the will, you still have the memory of what you're wanting to retain and why you fought in the first place to try and get those rights. That's gone with the general public.
Exactly.
And Lincoln did state, though, that any one of the states, and so did Franklin too, that wanted to withdraw from this confederation had the right to do so.
Yeah, I'm with you. Apathy has taken over in this country, and it is very, very unfortunate to do something. The people must have the will again. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All right, folks, we're back again. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis filling in while he's down at the DNC detention camps right now. We've got Alan Watt of CunningThroughTheMatrix.com. We're taking your calls, and we're going live to Alex Jones right now. Let's see if Alex is on the line. Alex, are you with us?
They cordoned it all off. They basically told us they're going to arrest us if we touch the police line or get involved in it anyway. Let's go around the back and try to walk down there. I just want to thank the great team. I want to thank Bob up there at the office, one of my new IT guys. I want to thank the other people. I want to thank Trey, Kincaid, our producer. I want to thank the GCN Radio Network, Jason Burmis, and all of you, the viewers out there, for making this trip possible. We left Saturday afternoon. drove in yesterday afternoon to Denver. We left Texas, went to New Mexico up here. And again, this is where the shadow government's really based. Colorado's where the real government is sort of building the shadow government, the underground cities, the Adam and Eve facilities. 1947, when the government went underground and was completely handed over to the foreign private banks. And now with NORTHCOM designating the United States as a theater of operations, we are literally living in a military coup, a military grid. But it's high tech. They're federalizing your local police. The feds paid for this secret prison. They lied about it so it didn't exist. Again, what are local police doing running secret prisons? What are they doing running secret facilities? Why did they lie about that?
Let's go back to Alan Watt, because I want to get his take on these underground cities over in Denver, Colorado. For those that don't know, the Denver International Airport is just full of gargoyles, occultic paintings, sickles, hammers, all sorts of weird symbolism. And like Alex just said, you know, this seems to be the home of the shadow government. And the CIA, I think, is moving in one of their bases there. It's going to be larger than the one in Virginia. So this is a hub for this quote-unquote New World Order, isn't it, Alan?
There's no doubt they've been setting this up for a long time. That's part of this era we're going through. They envisaged this time would come when they'd have to push with military might to take over the whole planet and the mind of every person as well. And so they knew they'd have to start building up internal police forces, really militaries, to deal with the fallout when the public start to have their toys and their goodies taken away from them and their economy is gradually basically inflated out of sight, till money is worth nothing. So they've been preparing for this for many, many, many years, and they're preparing for their own continuity of government as well. They have bases for the United States, not only in the U.S., they have one in Australia they've been building for 20 years for continuity of government in case they have to move to Australia. So this is an international elite, remember, and the world is their playground, and they rule over us, even when they keep us under the illusions occasionally when it suits them that we're still in national sovereignties.
All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. and Alan Watt, one of my questions that I have for is that 80% population reduction down to 500 million. They've got to do this sometime soon. I don't think they're going to hold off for many years to make that to happen. The only way they can get this military where you can go, where they're going to surround us up into camps, is they're going to have to unleash some kind of bioterrorism on us and a big grand scale or nuclear war to get us into camps. There's no other way they're going to be able to do it.
Well, you know, I've heard that, you know, they possibly may use Codex Alimentarius, which is a food regulation, to just, you know, basically make the population so sick because they don't have the proper nutrients that they will die on their own. I thank you for the call. What's your take on that, Alan?
Well, people have already been dying en masse. It's not all together at the same time, but we've been dying increasing in numbers with pre-aging diseases for the last 30 years, and it's escalating. There's never been a time when there's so many tumors of all kinds hitting younger people, not just from the cell phones, but from other means as well. They've also denaturalized your food until there's hardly anything in it worth eating. And they just 2 days ago passed a law in the U.S. that they can now irradiate your vegetables as well to make sure that there's nothing worth eating. And the only thing that's worth eating probably is the E. coli, because it's the only source of protein left. So I'm not kidding you. They're basically making us so unhealthy and so unfit, which falls into the whole plan because we have poor nourishment, poor nutrients. Like Malthus said, the people can't think too swiftly. They're more obedient to do what they're told. They're always lethargic. That falls right in with the line, again, of what they want to do. Plus, their weakened immune systems make them wide open to die off from even simple viruses or bacterium, which normally would not affect them.
Absolutely. Alan, you are just a great guest. We hope to have you on soon. I hope to have you on maybe again this week. It's Alan Watt, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. We're going to be back with Alex Jones from the DNC and Marty the Soapman Schachter. I'm Jason Burmis. You can get Fabled Enemies over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
It's the Alex Jones Show. Of course, we got our time zone screwed up, and we only have Kevin Ryan on for this segment, and we'll go back to Bob Chapman later, but I really want to discuss this new NIST report with Kevin Ryan, formerly of Underwriters Laboratories, who certified the steel structure used at the World Trade Center. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jason. It's good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, and, you know, we've interviewed you a couple times, the Loose Change crew. You're a very gracious individual. You've dedicated now more than, I believe, 5 years of your life to trying to expose the lie that is, the controlled demolitions at World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. Give us your thoughts on this latest NIST report.
Well, this is a very surprising report. It's really shocking in that it appears that NIST didn't really even try to come up with a legitimate story for what happened. We were expecting a great deal more from them, and there's just so many points that it can be criticized on. It's hard to even know where to begin.
Well, let's start with the fact that S. Shyam Sunder, the head of this investigation, if you will, the mouthpiece, talked to Popular Mechanics some 3 years ago now for their first article on the subject. I think it was in April of 2004 that they put this out. And he was quoted as saying that up to 25% of the building was actually scooped out of the south face on the lower third, up to 10 stories. And, you know, we provided video evidence and eyewitness testimony to the contrary, and they seem to have dropped that theory, if you will.
Absolutely. And what he actually said was, as you said, 25% of one-third of the face, which is one quarter of one-third of the foundation, or a twelfth of the foundation. That was misstated in the major media as being a quarter of the foundation of the building. Mm-hmm. But there's no way they could have proven that. And the shocking thing, or the startling thing, is that the buildings on adjacent sides of World Trade Center 7 were not really damaged at all prior to the fall of Building 7. So just the probabilities that this one building could have this huge amount scooped out while the buildings on either side, equidistant from the North Tower, did not have any damage, that was incredulous, I think.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the fact that they didn't even look at the molten metal evidence. We know that John Gross of NIST has denied that there was molten metal on the scene of World Trade Center 1, 2, 6, and 7. Even though we have the thermal imagery, we have Ken Holden before FEMA talking about it, we have numerous firefighters talking about it, we have the quote-unquote World Trade Center asteroids, which is a combination of the steel, iron, and concrete that mesh together in one formation. We even have, which nobody really talks about, the World Trade Center cross. Now, this was two steel beams that were fused together in the form of a cross with iron hanging off the side. All of it must have been moltenized for it to be able to become one solid state. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, and I've been searching through this report just this weekend, just briefly reviewing it. I can't find any references to the comments that FEMA made about the sulfidation and the high-temperature corrosion. So I'm still looking for that, but I doubt they're going to have any satisfactory explanation for molten metal or sulfidation in the steel, or the environmental data, of course, that we've recently put out.
And those are the microspheres in the thing that shows that this was moltenized.
Right. So if we find microspheres that match the residue of thermite, as Dr. Jones has done, then that pretty much indicates that there's something other than cleanup operations, and the metal had to be molten at some point in order to form spheres. So, yeah, molten metal is a key, and I doubt that they're going to have anything in this report that's going to explain any of that.
Well, I doubt that as well, especially with them saying that the temperatures of the fire that supposedly caused thermal expansion and the detachment of one of the beams, I believe 79th beam or something like that, on the 13th or 17th floor. I'm not quite sure which one it was. But they basically said it was hundreds of degrees below the temperature they first expected. And instead of making a computer model where the steel beams and the concrete were given physical properties, they basically built their own computer model based on the architecture of the building and the blueprints, and then animated it to suit their needs.
Right. And the whole thermal expansion idea is interestingly opposite of what happened in the towers. So in the towers, the floor assemblies sagged, right? They weakened and sagged and then pulled on the external columns. In this case, it's the opposite. Some small office fires, or relatively small office fires, created rigidity in the steel and actually caused the steel beam to become rigid and expand and lengthen, is what they're saying. And then somehow dislodged this column 79, which caused further collapse of floor segments. It's absurd because it's not believable in itself, but also quite opposite of all the other stories they've given in the past.
Well, that's the thing about criminals and people that are guilty of something. You know they're lying to you when they give you multiple versions of the same event. For instance, it was originally reported 20-plus minutes before the building fell that it fell because of debris from the North and South Tower and fires within the building. Later in the week, they said, well, it looks like the diesel fuel tanks must have exploded, bringing the building down. Later, it was one-third of the building was scooped out. And now we're into a realm that is just beyond belief, where they say small fires cause thermal expansion and one column detaches, causing, quote-unquote, a term they love, and they have created global collapse. Can you talk about global collapse for me?
Yeah, the idea of global collapse is where one segment of the building fails and then the rest kind of cascades in a failure progressively, then collapses to the result of global collapse. The whole building then falls. And generally this is something that we see in earthquakes, for example, and never before in fire, and they admit that. They talk about this extraordinary event, and everything's extraordinary suddenly. The fire itself is extraordinary, although it doesn't heat up the steel very much. But I think what's very important here is this hair trigger column, which causes this 8-second or 6.5-second collapse of this building. Their NIST is now arguing over 40% difference on 18 stories as being significant.
Mm-hmm.
But 6.5 seconds or 8 seconds total, that could never have been predicted by anyone, right? And we can all imagine that. If this is happening for the first time ever, and one column is like a hair trigger, you know, switch that causes the whole building to fall in on itself, nobody could predict that. But yet, a number of people did predict it.
Now, you're a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, correct?
Yes.
And Richard Gage is currently working on a new paper to go over all of these flaws within the NIST report. We had him on Friday. But it is really just completely ludicrous what they're expecting us to swallow. And the mainstream media is now touting this as the final word on Building 7. I mean, do you expect follow-ups by Popular Mechanics? Do you expect them to parade this report around now that we're close to the 7th anniversary of 9/11? Are we going to see this in the news on 9/11? What do you think?
Well, I'm not really sure what to think, Jason. This is the story is so weak, it makes me wonder. And there's a couple of options that I can think of. Either, for example, it's just the anniversary and they need to say something quickly, or those of us engaging in the independent investigation are getting close enough where they'd just like to close the books on the whole thing and move forward. I'm not sure what to think on why they would put out such a weak story and just leave themselves open to criticism. But, you know, there's a lot of things that could be said. There are several blatant lies in the story, and this investigation clearly took 5 years. They've been saying 3 years, but they worked from August 2002 to June 2004, and they produced literally hundreds of pages of a detailed report on World Trade Center 7 that were part of either the report they put on the towers or was a preliminary report in 2004. And so they'd worked on it for 2 years before they started their three-year new investigation. That's one lie.
Mm-hmm.
They also talked about how they were very open to discussing alternative theories, and that's a blatant lie. There have been multiple invitations from independent investigators to discuss this openly with NIST. They've never even responded to those invitations. You know, my own story, being fired from a job just for politely and professionally asking questions of the NIST team.
Through the proper channels, might I add. I mean, you were writing professional letters based on their research contradicting what they were saying, correct?
Absolutely, and being as respectful as I could possibly be and never receiving any response other than termination within 5 days from Underwriters Laboratories. And so it's clear they were not very open to discussing alternative theories. But, you know, I think this whole thing where they're now saying that they looked into explosives and they say that the way they did this was they imagined that someone put a very large bomb next to Column 79. And, you know, that is something that would have caused a sound that would be too loud, and people would have remarked on this very loud sound. That's their logic.
And they also said that the decibel levels on the videos would have disproven the use of explosives, when your main hypothesis over at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth is that they use thermite or thermate, which does not make a large boom-like sound. In fact, it just cuts through the columns rather easily without much of an explosive sound at all. Isn't that correct?
That's right, and the only comment that Cheyenne Sunder made about the thermite possibility was a little absurd as well. He said that you know, the thermite would have to be held close to the column, so that didn't make any sense to him. And of course, we've done some investigation and found out that there's a type of material called nanothermites, which can be sprayed on or dip coated onto things like steel, and the you know, just turns out that the NIST team has a lot of connections to these materials.
Yeah, please talk about that, because that never gets any play, and I know that Alex would love to hear it. Talk about these NIST guys' connection to thermite and thermate research.
Yeah, well, I started looking into this because I found a few stray connections, and there's an article at the Journal of 9/11 Studies just from last month called The Top 10 Connections Between NIST and Nanothermites. And it turns out that some of their directors, for example, the Arden Beemett guy, who was nominated by George W. Bush just a month after September 11th, has a lot of connections to this kind of technology. He was also director at Battelle, which is an interesting organization that manages national laboratories, including the Fort Detrick laboratory where the Anzacs came from. But there's another director who replaced him called Hratch Samerjian, and he wrote quite a few papers with the world's leading expert on nanothermites. His name is Michael Zachariah. There is Foreman Williams, who is quoted often by Popular Mechanics and is the lead engineer on NIST's advisory team, who is an expert on the energetic the ignition of porous energetic materials, and that's exactly what we're talking about with nanothermites. It really goes on quite a bit, and if you read that paper, I think you'll be startled to see that NIST would never have thought, somehow they would never have thought of these materials. They don't know how thermite might be applied to this day. They don't know that thermite can be explosive as well as incendiary. And those things just aren't, those statements by NIST now just aren't believable. And I think that people ought to call them on these things, and of course we will with our response to this report.
Well, they say that they're going to be taking alternative information or any information the public has until September 15th, I believe, and I hope that everybody out there forwards them Barry Jennings' interview of explosions inside the building prior to either tower collapsing, and he's not the only one that was there. He was with Michael Hess, the City Corporation Council. Both went on the news that day, both talked about these explosions inside the building. We know for a fact that Barry Jennings not only talked to FEMA, because he is in the FEMA report, but he also talked to the 9/11 Commission. So this guy's testimony is on record. He is one of the few people that was in the building, and I will bet dollars to donuts that he was not even considered in this final report, Kevin.
Oh, I'm certain of that. Yeah. I wonder if they talked to him at all for this report, but I doubt it.
No, I doubt it as well, because if you saw that hack job on the BBC about a month ago, it was very apparent that Barry told the same exact story minus the bodies in the lobby, as he was always saying we, and he was talking about the many explosions. But they edited it in a manner to make it look like he was alone. They did a reenactment of just him there. They took out any corroborating evidence that Hess was there. And then they distorted his timeline by going to other eyewitnesses saying that they had evacuated after, I believe it was the second plane strike or the Pentagon being hit, which is totally ludicrous because Barry puts himself there after the first plane strike before the second one.
Yeah, your interview, the interview that you posted, Jason, the Loose Change Crew posted, is really stunning. And it contradicts the BBC approach quite clearly. Mm-hmm. Jennings talks about looking out the window and seeing no evidence for any collapse of the towers after this explosion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. He says that he looked both ways and the towers were there. And then he says that as he was talking to firemen, they ran away as the first tower went down. Then they came back. Then he was talking to them again, and then the second tower fell. Then they came back. They didn't get him out of there for another hour, hour and a half plus, and when they did get him out of there, they took him down into the lobby, and they had to make a makeshift hole. And he said it looked like, you know, explosives had went off in the lobby, and he said he was listening to these explosions inside and outside. He could feel them from underneath him. Him and Michael Hess were almost killed by that initial explosion while they were in the 8th to 6th floor being blown back from that explosion from underneath them. And I can almost guarantee you that his testimony was not even considered because it would cause an alternative hypothesis, and they really have no interest in looking at the truth.
I agree. We see no evidence that they have any interest in pursuing the truth at NIST. In fact, we're starting to believe that there may be strong connections between those who are involved in the investigation and those who committed the crimes. And I know that's a stretch to say that, but I can't imagine another reason why people would be so persistent in avoiding the truth as NIST has been.
You know, being a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, I'd like to hear how you feel that the Simon Wiesenthal Center literally showed Al-Qaeda snuff films right before flashing Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth as a terrorist website. I mean, first of all, you're an American citizen. You have no ties to radical Islam, to terrorists of any nature from any country. How does it make you feel when you see yourself being demonized and this group being demonized for doing nothing but applying real science?
Well, it's troubling, that's for sure. And that's a smear campaign. There's no question about that. So I know some people may respond in ways where they're trying to protect themselves from assumed accusations, and there have been no accusations that I know of toward the Simon Wiesenthal Center from the 9/11 Truth Movement. But the 9/11 Truth Movement, in my view, the people I've met, they essentially represent the American people. That's who we are. We're not, you know, we're not terrorists. We're not connected to any political organizations per se. We have no agenda other than just getting to the truth. And I think it's abhorrent, really, that we would be smeared like that, just asking for the truth that we need in order to survive in the future.
Absolutely, our entire, you know, way of life depends on it. The future of our freedom in this country depends on it. The future of our constitutional republic truly depends on getting the truth out about 9/11. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Our entire foreign and domestic policy is based on 9/11. Kevin, any thoughts to wrap up? How can people help?
Well, I tell you what, you can go to Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth, and there is something you can copy there and send to every architect and engineer you can find. That's what Richard Gage is asking for.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much, man. Thanks for joining us. It's Alex Jones. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Here's the story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All alone in a time of need. All right, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, having a little bit of fun in light of some of the more serious things that we discuss on this program, including the falsified NIST report, where fires 100 degrees below the once-thought temperatures cause thermal expansion and a complete demolition of a 47-story skyscraper that housed the largest CIA base outside of Langley, the largest Secret Service office in the world, the SEC, the DOD. the IRS, and, of course, the Office of Emergency Management. But go back to sleep. It was just fire, of course. All right, let's take some callers into the next hour. Actually, we're going to be taking callers until we get Bob Chapman back on at around 2:30. Alex should be popping in shortly, and we may even go into overdrive to bring you even more exclusive DNC footage. All right, let us go to, I believe it is Mark in Florida. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Good, good. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Trade Center, the Building 7 announcement of Cheyenne Sunder. I think it's very weak, just even from a non-scientific point of view. If you just look at it philosophically, experimental science studies repeatable phenomenon.
Yes.
So this is a phenomenon that has never before or since happened. So it's not
and then will never
phenomenon.
Ever be repeated in any type of a lab. If it was a repeatable phenomenon in any way, shape, or form, they would have been able to build computer models with actual physics to demonstrate their point, and they were unable to do so. They built computer models and animated them towards their conclusion.
I thought he did say that he had some kind of a computer model to model this fire, but it's very. I think it's a very interesting kind of thing, but I might be mistaken in that.
No, he did have. They had a building. They had a building model which was based on the blueprints. But then they weren't actually able to apply the heat from the fire, as they said that it would have been hundreds of degrees below what, you know, a computer model or anything they had tested would have actually done. They kind of just had to hypothesize it. And then they put this model looks so ridiculous. I mean, one column starts to fall, then the surrounding columns start to fall somewhere near the middle of the building. And then they don't even show the facade of the building, and they don't even show the thing come all the way down.
What I think they're doing, Jason, is I think that they're have you ever heard of like chaos theory where you have the butterfly effect and he flaps his wings in Australia and you get a tornado in Miami?
Sure.
But if you put him 30 meters away, he flaps his wings, nothing happens 6 months later in Miami.
Yeah.
I think what these NIST guys are doing is working the thing in reverse and finding initial conditions. You know, they work the program in reverse first, find some initial conditions. And then they put the butterfly exactly where they need him to flap his wings. In this case, it would be fires, you know, or in the case of the towers burning, it would be like, you know, they needed 42 inches of bend in the sag in the steel rather than just 3 inches. But then they work their computer programs forward and they say, wow, we've got evidence now that it just came from this one thing because they worked it backwards first.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
that's
my opinion.
No, that's exactly what they did. They did work it backwards. I thank you for the call. Again, they had the conclusion first, and they worked their models around that conclusion, applying no science to their actual computer models. Let me say it again. No science, no physical properties. All right. Let's go to James in New York. James, what's on your mind? Oh, we dropped James. Let's go to Greg in Detroit then. Greg, what's up?
All right. I have 2 points to make, if I can make them both, one on 9/11 and one about Denver. As far as 9/11 goes, I've heard that George Bush's younger brother was the head of security at the World Trade Center.
Neil Bush was the head of Securicom, later called Stratasec, and his company did do security for both the World Trade Center and Dulles Airport prior to 9/11. Not sure if they were involved on 9/11. I think they were going through the process of kind of giving that over to Kroll, which is just really a CIA shell corporation. We'll get your point on the DNC on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, Fabled Enemies, August 31st at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.